welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
The issue of smoking is something that we've talked about over the years. I think the data is pretty clear that when clinicians are involved in talking with patients about smoking, the chance that they'll quit goes up. Not a home run, but it certainly helps. The goal is to routinely identify smokers and offer them evidence-based help to quit. Since maybe a decade ago, a number of professional organizations have set out frameworks to help make smoking counseling feasible and time efficient so that we're not spending 40 minutes talking with patients, but can get to the chase. There is this abbreviated version listeners may know about called AAR, Ask, Assist, and Refer. Ask about tobacco use and assess readiness to quit. Again, a head nod or a wink, if you will, to motivational interviewing. Assist is explore prior behaviors and offer advice to quit and assistance around making a plan, perhaps including prescribing medications. And then refer is to remember that we have the ability to refer to behavioral specialists and other resources that might be able to augment or strengthen our messages. So we know that our involvement is helpful. We know that medications can be helpful. But what about technology? Mark, you found a poem in JAMA Internal Medicine. It was published at the very end of 2020. It starts on page 1472. It attempts to answer the question, does a smartphone application for smoking cessation based on acceptance and commitment therapy increase a smoker's chance of sustained abstinence? Mark, does a smartphone work?
Yeah, this is really interesting. Apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently a lot of people are carrying these very powerful phones around them that are called smartphones. And so kind of makes sense that we might want to try to use that. And so this was a study where they used the internet, of course, to recruit patients who live in the U.S., own a smartphone, which is basically everybody, of course, and who can read English and who wanted to quit smoking in the next 30 days. They randomized them to one of two smartphone-based apps. The first one was I Can Quit, one word, by Tomorrow Incorporated. That's number two, MORROW. And it uses an acceptance and commitment therapy model, which teaches skills for allowing urges to pass without smoking. Users play a game to complete a custom quit plan. They have to complete 14 lessons and accept rather than avoid smoking triggers via these exercises and reminders and tracking progress. The Quit Guide application was the other one that was used, and that just focuses on avoiding cravings and providing information on the health consequences of smoking. So more of a less intervention, less fun, less gamified kind of app, more of a control, really. To mask them during the study, both of the apps were labeled as I Can Quit. The researchers didn't provide nicotine replacement, but they let people use it if they wanted to. They had self-reported smoking status at 1 year. For almost 90% of participants, those assigned to the I Can Quit app were significantly more likely to report 30 days of abstinence at 1 year than those assigned to the Quit Guide, 28% versus 21%. So the NNT is 14. Those quit rates might be a little bit inflated since it's self-reported and not biochemically confirmed, but that seems like something that would be equal between groups. The use of the application was monitored, and the participants who used I Can Quit accessed the app more often, spent more time with it, and used it on more days. So that sort of gamification seems to have helped. Bottom line, use of the I Can Quit smartphone app by smokers recruited through Facebook and other internet tools produced higher cessation rates at 12 months than the Quit Guide app. NNT was 14. So the app's free, and it's available for Android and Apple.
You wonder, you may know this piece of trivia, but I'm just wondering what percentage of adults have smartphones and, you know, are we going to be missing a group of people who are smokers but haven't quite made that switch? you know, in the 1800s or whenever to a smartphone.
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly there are adults that don't use a smartphone, or they may have one, but they don't use it fully. They may not be using apps. They use it really more for traditional phone, maybe some basic scheduling or email or text messaging. So yeah, it's not going to reach everybody, but I think it's going to reach more and more people over time. I see patients in a safety net clinic, and it's rare for one of my patients to not have some kind of smartphone, usually an Android.
Great. Thanks, Mark. It is something that is cheap, and you don't need to have good insurance. And if it can help, great. We should try it. Thanks. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. We'll be right back.